Welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, April 11, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of leadership and management news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Healthcare Triangle announces the appointment of Chief Financial Officer and Director on the board. Healthcare Triangle, Inc. has appointed Mr. David Iyanoglu as its new Chief Financial Officer and Ms. Sujatha Ramesh as a director on the board. David brings over 22 years of corporate finance experience, specializing in software M&A and financial reporting. Sujatha, currently serving as the company's chief operating officer, has over 25 years of executive experience in the technology and financial services sectors. Their appointments aim to drive strategic growth and operational excellence for Healthcare Triangle. Both executives bring a wealth of knowledge and expertise to their new roles, positioning the company for continued success in the healthcare and life sciences industries.
Japanese cosmetic industry leader SBC Medical posts 18% net income surge. Japanese cosmetic industry leader SBC Medical Group Holdings, Inc. saw an 18% surge in net income for full year 2024, reaching $47 million. Despite challenges like currency depreciation and service termination impacting revenues, the company's revenue grew 6% to $205 million, with gross profit up 14% to $156 million. SBC credited its success to high-quality services, adding 43 new clinics in 2024, and serving 6 million loyal customers. With a focus on franchising and global expansion, SBC aims to maintain its competitive edge in the growing aesthetic medical market. As competition heats up, the company plans to differentiate itself through advanced treatments, better pricing, and strategic acquisitions. With a strong cash position and a focus on male customer growth, SBC is optimistic about future growth opportunities in the aesthetic medicine industry.
Greenpoint Financial appoints Ken Burns as Managing Director. Greenpoint Financial, a leading provider of financial management and marketing software and services to the credit union and community banking industry, has appointed Ken Burns as its new Managing Director. With over 35 years of experience in the credit union industry, Ken brings a wealth of expertise and a proven track record of success. Ken will lead the company's strategic vision and oversee institutional and industry relationships to accelerate growth in Greenpoint's client base. His commitment to innovation aligns perfectly with the company's vision for the future. Ken's leadership is expected to deliver exceptional value to Greenpoint's clients and industry stakeholders. For more information about Greenpoint Financial, visit their website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.